every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, just a week or two ago, I had Dr. Ken Chapman on the line. He's as chair of the TTNQ, he's chair of various bodies, but it was critically important we get a picture of just, well, what faces the industry in emerging from this relative nightmare, as a matter of fact. He painted a pretty glum picture. We've had other people on the program since talking about hundreds of businesses up here just clinging on by their fingernails and worried if they'll get through to next week. I mean, a lot seemingly is depending on this this lockdown of ours. Mind you, that's looking encouraging for 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but that's all we can say at this stage. I'll read from the Ken's Post today. Coronavirus ravaged tourism and hospitality businesses across the state are in line for a $70 million cash injection under a new tranche of state government support. This is state government support here. And building on last week's $260 million business support package, the state government will today announce another funding package to be split into two parts. Nearly $50 million has been set aside for the tourism and hospitality industry. Sounds like a lot of money, but fair dinkum, it's not. $20 million for a COVID-19 cleaning rebate to help the business sector. For the tourism hospitality sector, licensed venues will have liquor licensing fees for the 21-22 financial year waived or refunded, with the measure to cost $22 million. And here's this eligibility for the $5,000 one-off payments announced last week for large tourism hospitality businesses. The 11 lockdown southeast Queensland council areas will be expanded statewide. Nobody gets excited about these $5,000 things because clearly, as pointed out in some television grabs, that's like, you know, even for small businesses, sometimes a $5,000, it's a one-day take. And as you've heard, so many of the sole traders miss out altogether. So, look, is there any good news here? We're talking about some assistance, as Margie Osman did a few minutes ago, from the federal level, something along the lines of what they've been enjoying down in New South Wales under the banner JobSaver. But Ken's on the line, chair of SkyRail in this particular discussion, the Rainforest Cableway, and chair of TTNQ. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Any sign for any reason for enthusiasm with these announcements?
Oh, look, it's a step in the right direction, obviously. $47 odd million for mainly deferral of payroll tax and other fees and charges.
Yes.
But some small waivers as well. It's good. It's better than nothing. But frankly, it's a long way short of what they're getting in New South Wales.
Mm.
And I got to say, I think if it's good enough in New South Wales, it ought to be good enough for us.
We're hearing it everywhere now. People are saying, hang on a minute, what about us? And people, I think, even as yesterday, were thinking we were going to get equal treatment with New South Wales. So that's to a certain extent heartbreaking. Can I just ask you once again to repeat where we are? Now, there have been people on since you were on last time saying Ken painted a grim picture, but it's even grimmer for us, and these are the reasons why we've only got a matter of weeks to survive if we don't get a turnaround, etc. Once again, can you review where we're going as far as business survivability is concerned here in Cairns or far north Queensland?
Well, John, it's absolutely got a lot worse since I last spoke to you. I mean, we had fallen off a cliff at that stage, just not from being locked down, but being locked out. So the lockdowns in Sydney, Melbourne, everywhere else, meant people can't get here. So we were down about 85%. Now we're obviously down 100%.
Mm.
And it's dire. You know, you've got to remember this is at the end of 18 months of up and down and back and forth.
Mm.
And in fact, we had, you know, we had a few weeks of kind of time in the sun between April and end of June.
Mm.
Where there was some lockdowns, but not too many, and you know, we got back up to about 80% of our normal traffic through the airport, and what you saw was businesses pivot rapidly from, you know, the terrible 6 months of lockdown
mm.
last year.
Mm.
They were actually employing staff, gearing back up, spending money
mm.
to, you know, thinking we're going to have a great peak tourism season, and instead we get locked out.
Mm.
So people have used all their cash, John.
Mm.
You know, so many small and medium-sized businesses around the town are really, really struggling now. And it is every bit as bad as it was back in the deep, dark days this time last year. And government has to understand that, you know. It's been a long, long, tough time, and now we're back as bad as it's ever been.
Mm. It's a tale of broken hearts in so many ways, isn't it? Because those staff that would have gone back in thinking, oh, at long last, I owe the bank so much money, I owe my family so much money, my friends' money, etc., and I can pay everybody back, and then this happens. So, by the way, are you running at the moment or you've closed? What have you done with staff?
So we're closed. Obviously, we had to be. We dropped back to 4 days a week prior to the full lockdown. So some staff are still allowed to work, maintenance staff, and that's happening. But most staff, unfortunately, are stood down. We are really going to do everything we can to keep all of our staff. It's so critical. And that's what I think people need to understand. A lot of businesses have just, used up all their reserves. If they lose their staff, if they don't maintain their infrastructure, if the business closes, we can't go back to the tourism industry we used to have.
No.
It'll take years and years and years to recoup that physical infrastructure, human infrastructure. That's what we need to maintain, John. We need to be able to turn back on and deliver the great tourism experiences when we finally get out the other side of this.
Yeah.
And if governments don't look to support businesses through these really dark times, well, the recovery will be just prolonged for years and years.
Sure.
And these are people's livelihoods. These are real people, real jobs, real livelihoods. You know, there's a real human perspective to this job. And I think they seem to be a bit far away from it in Brisbane and Canberra at the moment.
Sure. Well, there's a very good point, actually. Warren Inch will be recording this, or his office will. If there was one thing you would like to say to Warren about what he should be saying to the Prime Minister, what would it be?
Well, I think they've really got to do something for tourism. JobKeeper saved us last time. We need something like that this time. New South Wales has JobSaver, which is, again, it's about, keeping people in jobs, keeping people employed. Frankly, that's the very least they should do. If it's good enough for New South Wales, it's good enough for us. So I would be saying to Warren, get onto the Prime Minister, get onto the Treasurer, get them to ring the Premier and the State Treasurer and make this happen. That's what they did in New South Wales. Yeah. So do the same for Queensland.
Yeah. Good on you, Ken. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Dr. Ken Chapman speaking the Chair of Tourism Tropical North Queensland, but also Chair of SkyRail Rainforest Cableway. 11:21, here's Cactus.